Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, before we get to the people, I wanted David to do this because I think sometimes we assume you've seen something or assume you've heard something, and maybe you haven't. And with the draft approaching quickly, we have some legitimate scenarios that are out there. And I want to know from you guys. We'll keep this simple. Rico yells at me and says that I do things too complex. Okay, we're going to simplify this. It's either trade up, sit back and do nothing, the Costa plan, or trade down. David, floor is yours. Present it to the people. And then, hey, they got to make their selection and we'll go to the calls.
Yeah, here is your trade down scenario, which is what we've just talked about with the New York Knicks. You would be trading 5. You would be getting the Knicks pick at 11, and they would give you Quigley, Toppin, or Grimes.
Isn't Obi Toppin like 29?
He's like 39.
I'm out.
you and any player that's over 21.
I have no interest. AARP. This afternoon discounts on the new Top Gun movie.
No, he's eating supper at 3.
I'm against moving down in this draft unless it yielded a future unprotected or, you know, only protected for the number one pick, like future pick. I'm not moving down to 11. Besides, who am I even taking at 11 that I'm so excited to take?
Yeah, I'm not moving down either because you're not good enough to move down. Moving down is that luxury when you have a team who had an injury, they're right. Going to get the star player back. Like when Golden State last year ended up with all of these two lottery picks,
right?
And Klay was going to also come back, and Steph was going to be back. Then you move down. That's value. Pistons, they can't do that one. They got to stay at least at 5 or move up, David.
The trading up scenario would be Jeremy Grant along with your selection, and you're swapping with the Knicks. So you're getting number 4.
You mean the Kings?
The Kings. What did I say?
Yeah, Knicks. That's the move I'd make.
The Kings, yes.
That's the move I'd make. And again, am I taking on any dead bodies from Sacramento?
As of right now, I don't see any names attached to it.
Yeah,
but there's potential there.
You're going to have to for the money-wise.
Fine, as long as they're expiring. The point I'm making, Jeremy Grant means more to me. If I land that number 4 pick, I get to control what happens there. Because then, here's the scenario that Rico Lamarbeard doesn't want you to know about. You then don't have to command a, quote, king's ransom. You then get to operate from the 4 spot like an adult and make a real deal. What if you're then moving down from 4 to 6? You get Christian Duarte. You pick at 6. What if somebody comes to you and you're not idiots like the Kings, and then you make a real deal? I am willing to forego Jeremy Grant to get to 4. Yes.
See, I thought this was like draft day, to paraphrase.
We need a kick returner.
It's Jaden Ivey or bust. Or what was the little bit? Oh, Jaden Ivey no matter what.
Oh, God. On the piece of paper.
Right, that's in the little piece of paper in Troy Weaver's pocket. Jaden Ivey no matter what. I understand where you're coming from, Mike.
I know.
And it makes sense. But I'm also looking at this as it's gambling, yes. But I don't think you need to make any moves. You can make another deal with Grant to some other team.
Possibly Portland at number 7.
You could just stand right there, look Sacramento in the eye, and say, I dare you.
See, you do understand that if Portland gives you pick number 7, it begins to alter the conversation.
Right.
If you're picking at 5 and 7, well, now, hold on a minute. What exactly can we do?
Right.
I still lean towards I must get one of the top 4 players in the draft. However, if we trust Troy Weaver, if you give him 2 bites at the apple at 5 and at 7, there are worse things you could do. But, you know, again, Orlando had 2 top 8 picks last year.
Well, one of them worked out.
Jalen Suggs stunk. Right, but that's my point is like, You're splitting the difference. Yeah. And Wagner, as good as he was, who are we kidding? He's not a superstar. I need a star.
Difference maker, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a superstar in this draft. So that's why I'm saying, no, I'm not. I'm going to let Sacramento do what Sacramento does. I'm not going to sweat this thing. I'm going to be as cool as Troy Weaver. Sacramento, you do your thing. I don't think you're going to take Ivy. Well, what if they... I don't think they're going to do
so
that.
You're taking...
And the fact, David, that you're hearing rumors, well, I guess it's not rumors, people saw it, that Keegan Murray is out there having dinner with Sacramento Kings.
He had dinner with Sabonis and Fox out there in Sacramento.
Which kind of leads
can you
me...
imagine if Jaden Ivey falls to 5 and the Pistons pass on him?
And now, at that point, Friday's show is a different thing. Because now it's like...
Yeah, Friday's show... is like the meme with dog and the room's on fire. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Friday show is I become you. I'm angry, I'm upset, and I'm throwing things. But because he was right there. But I'm not going to get angry because I think he's going to be there.
All right.
And I think that the Pistons' logic is going to kick in. Weaver's done a good job. He'll pick this guy up. Now you got a three-man backcourt with the new and improved Killian Hayes to go along with Cade.
Hey.
And you got the young Jaden. You have your core. It's... You almost can't screw this thing up. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, but to your point, Rico, you said it earlier. They did not talk to Davion Mitchell at all last season.
Yeah, but...
Last draft process.
See, I thought that... But the fact they're out there having dinner...
I don't think that means tells anything
me, to me. Guys, let me know what you think about them.
They get an unlimited budget draft time. They could take anyone to dinner.
I understand.
I'm fine. That doesn't mean anything to me.
That Keegan Murray fits in with what they want to do. And maybe they're stupid. They're tired of being the dumb person in
just
the draft.
Just say it. Tired. Say it. Call them stupid.
They're tired of being the Raiders. They're tired of being that team where every year people make fun of us. How about we just do what's right for the team instead of our trying to outthink the room? Because every year everybody waits for us to do something stupid, and then they all laugh at us. I do think they're going to take Murray. I think Ivy falls right to you. You didn't have to do anything. And, Mike, you may end up with pick number 7 to go on top of it.
I still find that to be an unbelievable scenario. Can you imagine if the Pistons came out of this thing with Ivy and Mathurin?
I was just saying, you may get Mathurin right there. Yeah.
So maybe we can get to it next, Mike, but why do you think that's so unbelievable?
Because
that means it's good
things. Because I think Jeremy Grant's a bum, okay? You want me to just baseline
no,
it?
No, and because it's good, and Mike doesn't think good things can happen. So that's why.
No, I do. I just can't believe that the Portland Trailblazers think that Jeremy Grant is all of a sudden what they need to move it forward with Dame Time at 7.
I hate to say it, he's one of the best available people out there. And
we've got an up close personal look at him. Ain't nothing special to me. Nice player. He's all right. Fourth option on a good team. You want to give me the number 7 pick in the draft for him? I'll take it.
Right.
But you can draft Sohan. You can draft Mathurin. You can draft whatever the hell you like.
But I guess with Portland, they're saying, hey, he doesn't have to be the guy. He's never going to be the guy in Detroit again. But yeah, he can come here and be our second, third option. We'll take it. It's worth pick because Dame Time, Dame's ready to go. He's ready to leave.
No, he's not.
I think so.
He'd never leave. And he's fantastic in those bullet train commercials.
David, and any other scenarios?
You know what? Yeah, well, I'll tell you where he's not happy, where he's not good.
Probably the worst sports movie ever. Space Jam 2.
I heard that was bad, yes.
He's in there. Kronos.
248-539-9797. You got the Mikey scenario, you can move up. You got the Rico scenario, you can sit there. And then you got the meth head scenario, you can move down. Which of the three wets your whistle? With the draft fast approaching and the Pistons involved in all three on a speculative front. Is that simple enough for you, Dad?
I love you too.
97-1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.